Now,
Pascal getting hysterical again.
Does that noise send a shiver up your spine, hearing that sound and the music in particular from Alfred Hitchcock's Chiller Psycho? Because, did you know, Mark, there is actually a reason for that, and it could actually affect your pet just as much. Professor Dan Bloomstein at the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at the UCLA has just released some new research on it, and he joins us on the line now to explain. Welcome, Professor.
Pleasure to be here.
And for us, so tell us, because I always suspected this really, even when I was a child, watching the horror films with the sound down, what's the science behind it?
Well, I study animal behavior and I study animals. And what I was stumbling upon was this idea that that when animals are really scared, sometimes they scream. And these screams are really disturbing to us. And I started looking at and listening to screams from a variety of different species, and I sort of realized that these screams are unpredictable, they're noisy, they're particularly evocative. And people have suggested that there are certain acoustic characteristics in these screams that make them really, you know, interesting. And, I mean, baby cries are an example. Your dog barking is an example when it's really upset, and you can contrast your dog barking when it's really upset to when it's not so upset. So we ended up doing some experiments with marmots, big ground squirrels that I study, and it turns out that if you add noise, which is a specific form of unpredictable sound, that marmots pay much more attention to this. And then I was talking with people and, you know, sort of came up with the idea of, well, maybe film soundtracks are similar, and maybe we can look for noise being particularly evocative in certain sorts of scenes. So we looked at a bunch of film soundtracks. I was collaborating with a film score composer and musical researcher, and we sort of discovered that, indeed, noisy films or films with lots of noise in them are particularly associated with horror scenes. But there are other sorts of these unpredictable sounds as well. So there's, in the jargon, there are other forms of non-linearities in music. And the scenes that make us cry a lot, I mean, I always cry at movies, but the scenes that make us cry a lot also are sort of unpredictable in other ways.
So you took a bunch of marmots to the movies then?
I did. I had to sort of get ethics approval for that. But
why did you pick on marmots?
Oh, marmots are good to study. They're diurnal, which means they're active during the day. They have an address, so you can go back to them because they live in burrows. And I've been working with a population of marmots that have been studied. We're in our 49th year now, so we know a lot about them.
So how would the average marmot react to this sound?
Okay.
Don't you do it. It's too late for that.
That is a horrible sound. I'm not reacting well to that, and I'm not a marmot.
Lots of screaming, so I suspect they wouldn't like it either. So when their babies scream, they suddenly look at us, and when we do playbacks, when we record their alarm calls and screams and play them back, they look at us and look at the tape record, look at the speakers. So I suspect marmots wouldn't like that so much. But neither do we, and I think that the take-home from our study is that if you sort of follow your inner marmot, what you end up discovering is that that bright people in the film industry have realized, probably not intuitive, knowing they're doing it, but have realized that there are certain sorts of sounds that are particularly evocative, and that's what they're putting into these film soundtracks.
So how much of the fear factor in a film would you say is down to the soundtrack then?
Well, I mean, you know, film is complex, and the soundtrack is complex itself. So you have to build suspense, through images, but if you just look at a scary scene, if you just look at that Psycho scene, for example, it's kind of disgusting. I mean, the woman's being stabbed, but the music really brings up the situation. And the other sounds in that soundtrack as well are also noisy and nonlinear and particularly evocative.
Thank you very much, Professor Dan Bloomstein from the UCLA. I'm going to make sure that the cat has got some earplugs in next time I watch a horror movie.
It's the lady in the shower there again. Follow the inner marmot in you. I think that's the finest advice I've heard on this programme in a long, long time.